In Igedes HaKedesh, Simon Chavvav, the 26th letter, the Alter Rebbe quotes the Zohar, where it says that after Mashiach comes, when the people will taste from the tree of life, which is the Zohar and the study of Kabbalah, then they won't need to study the laws of Issa v'Heter, and only the Ami Ha'aretz, who didn't taste from the tree of life, they will still need to study Mishnayos in order to learn the right from wrong, the kosher from the unkosher. And the Alter Rebbe explains what this Zohar means, and how the Zohar can say that there won't be the study of Mishnah, of Iser v'Heter, after Mashiach comes, when there will be a need to study it, there will be all the halachas that will be valid at that time, and people will need to know those laws. And also, that the Rashbi himself, who studied Kabbalah and who wrote the Zohar, he himself would not take time out to daven, or even to say the Shema, which has Kabbalistic meaning and is based on Kabbalah and so on. He would not take time out from the study of Mishnah. He would be studying Mishnah, and that was his entire life, and he would not interrupt the study of the Mishnah, even for davening, even for the saying of the Shema, which is full of Kabbalistic meaning. So we see that the Mishnah, in some way, takes precedent over the Kabbalah. So what could the Zohar possibly mean by that statement? Alter Rebbe explains. But it's important to note that on Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Alter Rebbe says that the Rashbi himself in the Gemara in Brachas says that you're not supposed to interrupt the study of Mishnah, even for the reading of the Shema, the Alter Rebbe says that the Rashbi, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, did not distinguish, made no distinction or differentiation between Mishnah, that is the Seder of Zeroyim, which is the laws of plants and brachas, or the Seder of Moed, which is the holidays, the festivals, or Kodshim, or Tahares, which is Karbonis and the laws of Shechita and so on. He made no distinction between them and the order of the Mishnayos that is called Nezikin, that has to do with civil suits. So that even the civil suits, that study also should not be interrupted even for the reading of the Shema. But the Rebbe points out, the Rebbe Levi Yitzchak, the Rebbe's father, points out that Alter Rebbe here does not mention the Seder Noshim, the laws of marriage and divorce. So, and he explains that the reason is because from that, from the Seder Noshim, there wouldn't be any proof. Because it's possible that you're supposed to interrupt for saving a marriage, for bringing peace between a husband and wife, and so on. You should interrupt the study, and that would not be an indication, that would not prove that the same would be true for the other orders of the Mishnah. The order of Noshim is different, is exceptional, in that peace between a husband and wife, we find that even God's name is erased. In the case of the Seder, that even God's name is erased so that a husband and wife can be reunited. In today's Tanya, for the 7th of Cheshvan, we're on Daf Kuf Mem Dalad, Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 558. We're at the middle of the page in the beginning of the new paragraph. The Alter Rebbe has explained that the study of the Iser V'Heter, of the laws of what is permissible and the non-permissible, is absolutely holy. It is, in fact, Malchus Da'atzilus. And what the Zohar is saying, that there's an element of good and bad, of klipa, in Iser V'Heter, he doesn't mean in the study of Iser V'Heter, God forbid, he means in the subject, or in the articles, the stuff, which is discussed in those laws, those things are from Klipas Nega. They're either prohibited, which means that they are stuck in Klipa, or they are permissible, which means that they are Klipa but can be elevated. But the study of those laws is completely holy, is in fact Malchus Da'atzilus, and Malchus Da'atzilus is completely, entirely one with God Himself. And what the Arizal writes, that the Mishnah is not in Malchus of Atzilus, but in Malchus of Yitzizo. It's not a contradiction. What he means to say there is that Levush Malchus de Yitzizo, Sheneslap Shobo Malchus de Atzilus. It's not that the Mishnah originates in Malchus of Yitzizo, it originates in Malchus of Atzilus. But it descends and is clothed in the level of Malchus of Yitzira. Sheneslap Shabbat Malchus Da'atzilus, O Malchus de Yitzira, Nikro Shivcha Legabi Malchus Da'atzilus. Malchus Da'atzilus is called a king, and the Malchus of Yitzira is called the maid compared to Malchus Da'atzilus. Malchus de Bria Nikra Amo, Malchus of Bria, which is higher than Yitzhiza, there the Malchus is called Amo, which also means a maid, but a higher level. The Teda, and the proof of it is, Mimash Omer Ha'arizal, the Nikra, the Haina Teda Shebiksav, Huba Asiya. When the Arizal says that the written Teda, which is Mikra, is in Asiya, in the lowest world, then we have to conclude that he's talking not about the origin of the Mikra, of the written Torah, but rather the descent, the level to which it descends. Because Hare Mefurish B'Zeyar U'V'Kisri HaRizal Mekemes Ein Mispar, it is clearly stated in the Zeyar and in innumerable places in the writings of the Ari, Shehi Teferes, that Mikra, the written Torah, is in fact on the level of Tiferes, Shehuzo da'atzilus, which are the six emotions of Atzilus, and here he's saying that it's in Asiya. So we have to say, Elo shemislabeshes ba'asiya. We have to say that it means that the Mikra, the written Torah, descends and is clothed into the level of Asiya. And so the same thing would be true with the Mishnah. When the Arizal says that the Mishnah is in Malchus Di'atzira, it means that it descends to Malchus Di'atzira, but it all originates in Atzilus. Chen hu behedye b'sefer HaKavones, and this is stated clearly, explicitly, in Sefer HaKavones, that it says, Mikra, Mishneh, Talmud, v'Kabbalah, kulam ba'atzilus. That all of them, the written Torah, the Mishnah, the Gemara, and the Kabbalah, all of them are in Atzilus. Elo shemikra mislabish adasiya, but in the descent of Torah, when Torah comes down into this world, so the written Torah comes all the way down to the world of Asiya. Mishneh ad hayitzira v'talmud bibriya, and that's why in the written Torah, which is comes down to the level of Asiya, there the letters themselves, the written letters, are essential, are the essence. And they are the act of writing ink on parchment. So it's Asiya. Mishnah comes down to the world of Yitzira, and that's why the world of Yitzira is the world of emotion, and that's why you have in the Mishnah, you have both the rulings that say that a thing is kosher and the rulings that say that a thing is not kosher, which is basically Chesed and Gvura. And Chesed and Gvura are from the world of Atzilus, where the emotions are dominant. And the Gemara is in Bria, because the Gemara is basically the reason for the Halacha, the debate behind the Halacha. And reason, Seichel, comes from Bina, and Bina is dominant in the world of Bria. And then the Rebbe will go on to say that Malchus Da'atzilus itself, not only the various parts of Torah, but Malchus Da'atzilus itself, which is the level in which the Mishnah exists, that Malchus, the Atzilus itself, also descends and is clothed in lower levels until it too can sometimes be referred to as Eitz Hadas, Tev and Ra. In the Hayem Yem, for the seventh day of Cheshvan, the Rebbe writes that since Torah was given, the correct order or sequence is that first we remove the Arla of the body, which is the Bis. Then we remove the Arla of the tongue, the dullness and the insensitivity of the tongue. And then we remove the Arla of the heart. And that corresponds to action, speech, and thought, because thought is in the heart. Our father Avraham, who lived before the Torah was given, he first recognized his Creator, and that's in thought. His heart was purified. Then he disseminated godliness through speech, and his tongue was purified. And finally, he was given the mitzvah of circumcision in the physical, the act of refinement. But for us, after the Torah is given, we begin with deed, and then go on to speech, and then to thought.